वर्स नंबर 37 चैप्टर 4। यथै धामसि यथै धामसि समिद्धोग्निः भस्मसात् कुरुतेऽर्जुन ज्ञानाग्नि सर्वकर्माणि भस्मसात् कुरुते तथा यथ यथ वी कैन डू टुगेदर वन मोर टाइम टुगेदर यथै धामसि समिद्धोग्निः भस्मसात् कुरुते अर्जुन ज्ञानाग्नि सर्वकर्माणि भस्मसात् कुरुते तथा So, yatha and tatha. So, in Sanskrit, you will find these pairs, yatha and tatha, yada and tada, yatra and tatra. So, yatha means just as, and tatha means in the same way. So, Bhagavan in the Gita often will give an example, and then in the same way, this knowledge is. So, yatha, idhamsi means fuel, like dry wood, or if there is a kerosene or petrol or you know dried these dhavan samagri that is called edhamsi means anything that is combustible that will burn samiddha agni that is blazing fire so a blazing fire in a blazing fire which is very high you put some wood or you put some this havan samagri or this whatever you offer for yagnas what will happen it will burn यथा इधामसि समिध अग्नि भस्मसात कुरुते भस्मसात मीन्स इट विल कंप्लीटली डिस्ट्रॉय इट कंप्लीटली बर्न इट ओ अर्जुन जस्ट एज इन अ ब्लेजिंग फायर व्हेन यू पुट एनीथिंग कंबस्टिबल इट विल इमीडिएटली बर्न सिमिलरली ज्ञान अग्नि द फायर ऑफ नॉलेज सो ही इज कंपेयरिंग नॉलेज विथ अ फायर ज्ञान अग्नि सर्व कर्माणि ऑल कर्मस Basmasat kurute tatha. It will burn all karmas. O Arjuna, just as a fire burns anything you put in it, that is combustible. Obviously, if you put steel or metal, it's not going to burn. But anything combustible. So similarly, in the fire of knowledge, all karmas get burnt. So let us think a little bit about this word. So ashes, you know, ashes, as Gurudev explains in his commentary, In a fire, say when a yagna is going on, you put wood, then you put some ghee, you know, butter, clarified butter, then you put some havan samagri, what we do for havana, then you put some nuts, you know, all these priests put all these things in the fire and they do swaha, swaha, swaha and keep putting butter in the fire, ghee. At the end, what is left is just ash. All variety of things have been put, but they all burn and all that is left is little bit of ash. So much things are put in the fire, all the wood is gone, all the offerings are gone. So similarly, all karmas get burnt in the fire of knowledge. How does it happen? So they say that karmas leave a reaction. Any karma I do, if I do a good karma, I get a good reaction, right? A good result. It's not only good result in the world, but good result in the mind, the action. So that's why Gurudev said, sin is not in the action, it is in the reaction. So if I do a good action, the reaction in my mind will be good and the reaction in the world will be good. If I do something evil, the result in my mind will be evil and also in the world, the result will be wrong. So, he says there are three kinds of karmas. Just to summarize, Sanchit, Agami and Prarabdha. We have talked about it, but just to summarize. Sanchit are the karmas from past lives. Whatever karmas I have accumulated from multiple lifetimes, they are all called Sanchit. And in this lifetime, whatever karmas I have done until now are Sanchit karmas. So, whatever from childhood, say if I studied well, if I did good, then my results will be good. If I don't study, my results will be bad. Accordingly, I'll go to a good college or not a good college, get a good career or not a good career. So sanchet are the sum total of all past karma. So you can call it past, you know, the past. And agami is the future. So whatever I do in this lifetime, in this moment, will result in certain karmas in the future. So my past karmas will mature at a particular time, and my present karmas will mature in the future. It could be right away, like I put my hand in the fire. It does not need time. My hand will burn right away. But if I plant a tree, then the mangoes will come in 10 years. So the karmas will fructify in the future in a time. We need time. It could be a few seconds or it could be a few years. So that is called agami. And prarabdha is what I am undergoing in this life itself, what we call as destiny or kismat or this is my luck. So luck or destiny or kismat is not decided by somebody sitting up there and, you know, saying this guy, I should punish him, this guy, I should bless him. It is ours, our own karmas, our sanchit, our past karmas manifest in this life as prarabdha. So whatever karmas I have done in the past, when they manifest in this lifetime, which we call as destiny, is prarabdha. That is my prarabdha, that is my destiny, that is my result of my present life.
So that could be from many generations?
Many lifetimes, yes. So like, for example, as I told you, you put your hand in fire, the result comes right away, but a mango tree comes in 10 years. You build a factory, it may not show a profit for 5 years, 10 years. So karma we have done today, but the result could be later on. So similarly, majority of the actions of this life, the result comes in this life itself, but some of them carry over and result may appear in next life or 3 lifetimes from now or 5 lifetimes. So suddenly you get some sorrow or punishment coming. You don't say this is because of my spouse or my children or my boss or my patient or my workers or my... It is the result of my karma. So whatever is happening to me, that other person or that situation becomes a nimitta, becomes an excuse to create that. It does not mean that, you know, that one should not try to fix the situation. But we don't blame anybody else. If something negative has come, it is the result of my own karmas. So what happens is that the sanchit karmas, whatever I have done in the past, get burnt by the fire of knowledge because the doer is gone. See, once I have this knowledge and I'm realized and I have become one with God, then this little ego no longer exists. So then the karmas do not apply to such an individual. Somebody who is a realized master, who is like Jesus or Buddha or Gurudev, Chinmayananda or Shankaracharya, they have evolved to such an extent, they have become one with God, then whatever karmas they have done in their past no longer exist. Like Ratnakar, the story everybody knows. He was a murderer. He used to kill people and rob them. But when he went into meditation, he met a guru, Naradji, and after years of meditation, he became Valmiki. And then no longer the sins of Ratnakar no longer apply because he no longer existed. He had become so evolved, so much that previous individual had no longer existed. So the past karmas do not affect this individual. How about the future karmas? Again, this person has no doership because he says, God is working through me, the Father in heaven and I are one. When he says, then he is working as an instrument of God. He says, I don't do anything. Shankaracharya ji or Gurudev never said it is my mission. He said it is his mission. If it is to succeed, it will succeed. People used to say, Gurudev, what will happen after you go? Because they used to think Chinmaya mission means Swami Chinmayananda. He said, it is not my mission, it is his mission. If it is meant to stay, it will stay. If not, it will go. He had no attachment. And look at it. After Gurudev left his body, it is growing, growing, growing all over the world. 3, 4, 5 times it has multiplied. And it is the fastest, you know, growing Hindu organization in the world. Everywhere in the world now, new and new branches are coming, new and new centers are coming, people are studying. So the point is that when there is no doership, then there is no future karmas. There is nothing future. Nothing for this individual. He says, I'm not doing. God is working through me. So then how is he going to get any results of any karma? He says, I don't do anything. Na kinchit karomi iti. It'll come in the fifth chapter in more detail. I don't do anything. So this wise person, tattva, he knows that. And prarabdha, how about this life? This life destiny. See, okay, we understand his past karmas get burnt, his future karmas get burnt. How about his present karmas? He has to go through. And we have seen that. We have seen how Ramakrishna Paramhans had the terrible throat cancer, which he had to go through. Raman Maharishi, you know, went through. All these great saints, they go through so much sufferings, you know. So they say that is because of their prarabdha, which you cannot undo. Whatever is supposed to be done in this lifetime, they have to go through it. Even they may be a saint, they may be a realized master, they may be anybody. Look at Tukaram, Mirabai, how many problems they had in their life. But they do not identify with them. They say, I am not the doer and it's not happening to me. Like last week somebody asked, if somebody is rude, what should I say? Just say, I am Brahman. I am that consciousness. Whatever is happening to this body, mind and intellect. It's not happening to me because I am beyond that. So they have gone beyond that. So then even the prarabdh karmas no longer affect them. Prarabdh karmas no longer, yes, my body is going through pain. Let it. He will take medicine if he needs to. Otherwise not. He'll say, okay, somebody asked Ramakrishna Paramhans, why don't you pray for this cure of this throat cancer? He said, no, why would I do that? Because this is my prarabdha, let me be finished with it. Otherwise I have to take another birth, you know, to go through it. So the example they give is a seed. Like, for example, there is a seed and you plant. And what the seed will do? Create more whole tree. And whole tree will bear fruits. And fruits will create more seeds. And then you plant those seeds and it will create more trees. So karmas that are done selfishly are like that seed which produces result. And as a result of that, you have to take another birth to undergo more karmas. And then you do more selfish deeds and you keep multiplying birth after birth after birth. But suppose you plant a tree, a seed that is roasted. It's not a live seed, but it has been roasted in the fire. You put it in the ground. And you put fertilizer, water, chemicals, anything will happen? No. That seed is not going to produce a tree. It is done with its life. So all you can do is take out the seed, put salt in it and eat it. You know, roasted seeds are fun to eat because they cannot produce anymore. So karmas that are performed selfishly will be like that seed which will produce a tree and more seed and then more karmas and more lifetimes. Once you do things which are unselfish, they are like that roasted tree. So the life of the great saints is like that. Their life is so unselfish, they are not producing new karmas. While you and I are producing new karmas and then karma phala, the result of the karmas. So they say, like, if you have to uproot a tree. Now suppose there is a tree which is lots of branches. And you want to uproot the tree from its roots because you want to make a building there. And you bring a machine and it tries to lift the tree. The tree is too heavy. So what they do, they bring first the scissors and they prune it. They prune the tree, remove all the branches and carry them off. Only the trunk remains, even the side of the roots they cut and they dig around it. And now finally the ground is loose and the tree is small. And then your machine can come, uproot the tree and then take it. And then you fill that ground. So similarly, these other sadhanas, whether you're doing puja or prayers or pilgrimage or service, are like the pruning, which will prune the tree, weaken it. And then finally, the knowledge is like that machine that will take us out. And the knowledge is what? That I am not the doer. Na karta, I am not the doer. When I am not the doer, then no karmas apply to me. But you cannot just say, I am not the doer without the knowledge. You say, I don't do anything. I am the Atman or Brahman. But you have to know that within and realize and experience that. You cannot just mechanically say it, I don't do anything. Because if you do it mechanically, the result will come. Sooner or later, you will get. It's only the realized master. That's why Ratnakar, when he became Valmiki, then and then only then all his karmas had gone. Until then, he would have had to undergo. So once you realize the truth and become one with this Om or become one with God, then and only then all your karmas are dropped. And people, you know, go to an astrologer and astrologer says, Tumhare grah mein toh Shani ka hai. You know, Shani, Saturn will be in your house for next seven and a half years. And you say, oh, Panditji, can you tell us how to get out of this Shani? He'll say, you know, give this much money to me and do this many pujas and then nobody can free you from Shani. The Shani has come, it's not Saturn, it is your own karmas that are there for next 7.5 years. So understand that, and nobody can free you, and we'll talk about that in the next shloka. So karmas are manifesting, and I don't know much about astrology. I'm sure they can predict and they can do things, but they cannot free you from any. That is for sure. And Upanishad says, in the Kevali Upanishad, it is very interesting. He says that once you have realized Brahma hatyat puto bhavati, surapanat puto bhavati. Even if you were an alcoholic and you were a drinker, once you have realized, you go beyond that. No matter how much you have wrong things you have done. Even Brahma hatya, even if you have killed a wise or a good person, but once you are realized, then all those karmas are dropped. So again, we are not saying that it is okay to kill or okay to drink. The point is that no matter what sins you have committed, knowledge can free you from all those sins, provided you have the right knowledge, you apply that and you experience that. So that is, again, this sounds a little extreme, but the fact of the matter is that for a realized master, there are no karmas. For you and me, there are. So our goal of life should be to reach that enlightened state where we go beyond all karmas. Anyatra karma, anyatra dharmat, anyatra adharmat. Beyond dharma and adharma, that truth, Nachiketa tells to Yamraj. That is what I want to know. Where for a wise person, there are no dharmas or there are no adharmas. Again, does not mean he will do the wrong things. Because he is one with God, his actions will be all pure. All will be all. So, but he will not be affected by any of these karmas because they don't take another birth. See, an enlightened master has no reason to be born. You and I do because we have unfulfilled vasanas. But that person who has reached that state, then there is no more birth. So the person goes beyond birth and death. So now again, the next verse, Bhagavan again praises the path of knowledge. Again and again, he can't speak enough about knowledge.